Think a minute. Recently in America, an exciting championship basketball game was played between New Rochelle and Yonkers High Schools. The New Rochelle team coach was Dan O'Brien. Yonkers was leading by 1 point with only seconds left to play. Then amazingly, New Rochelle quickly brought the ball across the court for the final shot and a thrilling victory. But the crowd of fans was yelling and cheering so loudly that the referee could not hear the final buzzer. When he asked the timekeeper, the young man answered, "Sir, the buzzer actually sounded off just before New Rochelle made the last shot." As the referee was giving Coach O'Brien the bad news, the young timekeeper came over and said to Coach O'Brien, "Dad, I'm really sorry, but the time ran out just before your team made the winning basket." His father, Coach O'Brien, smiled and said, "That's okay, son. You did the right thing, and I'm very proud of you for it." You see, this dad had taught his son to always be honest, no matter what it cost. There's a similar true story of a different basketball team of teenagers who came back from behind to win their championship game. But just a few days later, their coach was watching a film of the game, and he saw that an ineligible player was on the court for only a few seconds of the game. He immediately called the sports league authorities and reported his own team's mistake and violation, and he returned the championship trophy. At a press conference, the coach said, "Some have said that we should have kept quiet about it, because it was only a few seconds and it would not have changed the fact we won. But you always got to do what's honest and right. I told my team that people forget the scores of games, but they don't ever forget what you're made of as a man. You can be sure that every young man on that team will always remember the character of their coach and want to follow his strong example." You know, the greatest honor and responsibility we have is raising and teaching the next generation well. It's up to us whether our children will become strong, honest leaders and parents. In fact, it's never too late to ask Jesus to change your heart and character. He'll help you become the kind of example this next generation needs and can follow. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com. And join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.